$50,000. That's what Nintendo paid Mike Tyson for a 3-year license to use his name and likeness. A flat fee with no royalties, no percentage of sales, no nothing. Whether the game sold 10 copies or 10 million, Tyson's payday remained exactly the same. But here's where the timing becomes absolutely legendary. Nintendo signed the deal in late 1986, just weeks before November 22nd, the date that Mike Tyson knocked out Trevor Bearbit to become the youngest heavyweight champion in boxing history. They essentially bought the rights to Mike Tyson at promising prospect prices mere days before his value exploded onto the stratosphere. It's like buying Apple stock the day before the iPhone announcement, except Nintendo was the one selling, not buying. The results speak for themselves. Mike Tyson's Punch-Out became an instant classic, selling over 3 million copies at around $40 each. That's roughly $120 million in gross revenue for Nintendo. From a $50,000 investment in Tyson's likeness, they created a gaming empire. The game became so culturally significant that beating Mike Tyson was considered a rite of passage for an entire generation. His pixelated form became more recognizable to some kids than his actual face. The game's difficulty was legendary, and conquering Iron Mike in the digital ring was the ultimate gaming achievement of the era. And the value of this deal continues to compound decades later. In 2021, a factory-sealed copy of Mike Tyson's Punch-Out sold at auction for $312,000. Think about that. For a single copy of the game, sold for more than 6 times what the star of the game was paid for his participation. Today, Mike Tyson's Punch-Out is still considered one of the greatest video games ever made. Regularly appearing on Best of All Times lists, the game spawned sequels, influenced countless other titles, and cemented Nintendo's reputation for the king of sports gaming. And that's why, nearly 4 decades later, we're still talking about the day Nintendo bought a legend for the price of a luxury car.